Today I'd like to talk to you about Timothy Richard Tebow, born August 14th, 1987. He played in the NFL, and currently he's a professional baseball outfielder for the New York Mets organization. He played his college football for the University of Florida, and he won the Heisman Trophy as a sophomore in 2007. Appeared in the BCS National Championship winning games during the 2006 and 2008 season. Born actually in the Philippines and has played for Denver, New York Jets, New England, and Philadelphia. Listen to this in his college awards. Two-time BCS national champion, two-time SEC champion, two-time SEC Player of the Year, the Manning Award, two-time Maxwell Award, Heisman Trophy, Davey Bryan Award, AP Player of the Year, Sporting News Player of the Year, two-time first-team All-American, second-team All-American, three-time first-team All-SEC. His career NFL statistics: 17 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. His passing yards, 2,422. Passer rating, 75.3. Rushing yards, 989. Rushing touchdowns, 12. And thus ended his NFL career, unless something magical happens. But you know what's interesting is, with all the slamming he's gotten from whether it be the media, he has seemed to hold himself in such a way that they are impressed with his stand with Jesus Christ. When he has done something that they even created a name for it called Tebowing, where he bows on one knee to pray, and many mocking him, yet down deep, they know this man believes what he believes, and I thank the Lord for him. And even with all of the negative reporting, he won football games. They talked about the fact that his release, or how he throws a football, is one that the NFL can't use, and thus he can't get a job. And that's okay. He then steps into baseball and is doing well. I don't know if he'll ever succeed with that, but the reality is he's trying things, let alone his advertising and his commentating, his analysis during games. People respect him and how he carries himself. So I pray for him as I think of him. But something that impacted me as I was watching him with his testimony was the day that he put on his tape below his eyes the verse John 3:16. And as a result of that, so many Googled what John 3:16 says. And here's what it says. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life." This is, for the Christian, one of the most quoted verses. If you've ever been in any sort of program as a child, like Awana, this is one of the first verses that you learn as you're going through the regiment of learning verses. And it's such a simple verse, but it says the message that we all need to hear. John MacArthur talks about it, and he says, "The Son's mission is bound up in the supreme love of God for the evil, sinful world of humanity that is in rebellion against him. The word 'so' emphasized the intensity or greatness of his love. The Father gave his unique and beloved Son to die on behalf of sinful men." I like how John Wolvard talks about this verse. He says, "God's motivation toward people is love. God's love is not limited to a few or to one group of people, but his gift is for the whole world. God's love was expressed in giving of his most precious gift, his unique Son, Romans 8, 3, and verse 32. The Greek word translated one and only referring to the Son is monogene, which means only begotten or only born one. It is also used in John 1, 14, John 1, 18, John 3, 18, and 1 John 4, 9. On man's side, the gift is simply to be received, not earned. John 1, 12, and 13. A person is saved by believing, by trusting in Christ. Perish, that means not annihilation, but rather a final destiny of ruin in hell, apart from God, who is life, truth, and joy. Eternal life is a new quality of life, which a believer has now as a present possession and will possess forever. And so, as Tebow put that below his eyes, as sometimes a field goal is kicked and you see that verse, John 3:16, placed before you, understand that a message is being shared with you, that God loves the world, and you are a part of that. And so today, if you've never by faith reached out to Jesus Christ for your salvation, the reason that God sent His Son is because of love. And He sent it so that you would not perish. So He sent Him to pay your debt, to pay my debt, so that we would not end up in hell, but have eternal life, everlasting life with Him. That's good news. And I just want to encourage you to take that step. That's why Tim Tebow shared that. And that's why you could step out in faith and receive that gift. Why don't you do that today?